Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with news for the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journals Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Park of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the day and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We work each Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. Join us weekends through November 2015.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
This show is Art and Social Justice Issues. This is Diana Long. We will be speaking with artists and activists about issues that affect us all.
So, hello. Another Wednesday, 3 o'clock. I'm Diana Long. Thank you for joining us, everybody. So, listeners, today we're going to be talking with some folks from North Lawndale here in Chicago's near West Side. Is Noah out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Noah. And do we have Amanda there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So, Noah, if you would hang on a bit, I wanted to first introduce Amanda and talk a little bit about, I believe, Amanda, you're here today representing a space here in North Lawndale?
Yeah, I work for Lawndale Christian Health Center, and we recently opened a new gallery building. We named it The Gallery, on the corner of Ogden and, I actually forgot the name of that street.
Is it at Hamlin?
Hamlin, yeah, thank you. In the corner of Ogden and Hamlin, it's a beautiful space that was completely rehabbed and has hardwood floors and just really designed to be a beautiful space that we could have meetings and things in to promote health education with our patients and have a space to be able to do that in. And we realized while we were creating that space too that not only do we need a place for us to meet with patients and to have meetings in an administrative fashion too, but also a space for us to celebrate art, to celebrate the beauty that's already in our community.
Okay. So, Amanda, how did you get involved? Have you been working for the organization for a while?
Yeah, so I'm coming up on 4 years of being with Lawndale,
okay.
And I've been in a marketing and communications role.
All right. And so how long has the space at Ogden and Hamlin been open?
You know, we had our open house in August, for the gallery space. And since then, we've had a lot of neighborhood nonprofits rent it out too. And if somebody wants to learn more about renting the space and having their own events there for their nonprofit or anything, they can look up the website, lawndaleevents.org, get more information on that, and contact us to see if it's available for an event that they might want to throw.
LawndaleEvents.org. Whose website is that?
That is our website.
Okay. And that's the name of the website?
Yes.
Okay. So that's LawndaleEvents.org. That's events plural, right? Okay.
Yes.
And can you tell us the name of your organization again?
Yeah, I work for a Lawndale Christian Health Center. We've been a trusted resource for medical care, primary health care services in the Lawndale community and on the west side of Chicago for over 30 years. We opened in 1984. We have 6 clinic site locations. We provide primary care services, medical care services, dental, optometry. We have a pharmacy. Behavioral health is on site too. Free pregnancy tests, walk-in pregnancy tests. Pediatrics, women's health, those kinds of things. And as we started providing health care in the neighborhood, we realized that there was a need for a fitness center. And so we also have a fitness center here on 3750 West Ogden, really close to the new gallery space that we have where people can go work out, and the Green Tomato Cafe, which is in that same building nearby. And so we do catering for the gallery space through the Green Tomato Cafe, too.
Okay. And in case somebody's listening and would like to call and ask about the space for rent, can you give us a phone number?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. So the best way to request space is actually online through our website, but if that's not an option, they can dial sorry, I didn't have this available right away.
Okay.
Give me a second to pull it up.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, just to reiterate, so this is a fairly large space. I assume it's probably wheelchair accessible. And people or organizations can rent the space for events.
Yes. And we have, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have additional spaces, too, the Skyline Conference Room, the Ogden Conference Room, that are both down the street and rooftop patio. The number that people would call if they were interested in learning more is 872-588-3384. That's 872-588-3384.
Okay, and then the website is lawndaleevents.org. Okay, well,
yes.
Thank you very much, and we really appreciate you joining us today. And we're going to turn to speak with Noah Thomas now. Apparently, his group is taking advantage of this opportunity, and thank you so much, Amanda.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I wanted to talk with Noah Thomas. Noah, first, I thought we would give our listeners an opportunity to get to know you a little bit. So let's talk about
sure.
You. Are you an artist, and if so,
right.
What media do you enjoy?
Yeah, so I personally am not an artist, but both of my sisters are. So that's where my love of art started, as I was a big fan of their art, and my sister just got her master's in art history. And so seeing her work and seeing how hard she works shows that there's a lot of work that goes into various art media.
Okay. And can you share with us what your educational background is?
Yeah, I'm actually a chemistry and theology major, but spent 20 years playing violin and do a lot of attending art shows and musical events, classical as well as modern in my free time.
In your free time. So then what do you do for a living?
So for a living, I do business development for a very large tape company that takes me all over the U.S. and meeting a lot of new people.
Are you still living in North Lawndale?
Yeah, I live actually right behind the health center, fitness center, gallery space.
Oh, okay. I guess I was assuming that you mm-hmm. live in North Lawndale and that you're from North Lawndale. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in North Lawndale for 6 years.
Okay. All right. So what brought you to North Lawndale? How did you happen to land here?
I went to Wheaton College, which is in the west suburbs. So I had a lot
okay.
of friends in the area, a lot of Wheaton College alumni in North Lawndale. And so as I was visiting them and learning what they did, it became a very attractive place to put down roots and to learn and experience Chicago that way.
Hmm. What, if I may ask, what attracted you to North Lawndale? You said that you found yourself engaged by North Lawndale.
Yeah, I worked in the southwest suburbs and wanted to live in the city. And so there were a number of neighborhood options, but North Lawndale was one that I saw as with a lot of cultural vibrancy and up and coming, and a lot of people investing there, you know, with not just money but with their lives and putting a lot of effort and time in, and saw the Lawndale, you know, health center system developing, and saw how much my friends enjoyed living in the neighborhood, you know, the food and just. The friendliness of the neighbors, and you know, when I walk down the street, people know my name, and that's something you just don't get in other neighborhoods. So it's been a lot of fun living there.
Yeah, it is really a fun neighborhood. I find it very interesting for similar reasons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that you're involved with an event that's going to be taking place at this gallery. So first of all, are you part of a group or an organization that's putting on this event? Let me take care of that first.
That's correct. I'm a co-founder of a group called the New Lawndale, and it's not
okay.
to say anything about the old or current Lawndale. It's simply pointing to a group of up-and-coming leaders, you know, people in their 20s and 30s who do live there and do experience life and enjoy living there and trying to network both North and South Lawndale to do positive social events as well as get involved in the community and even fight for social justice issues.
Great. what kind of group is it? Do the people in the New Lawndale group, do they get involved in community activities? Are they political? Is it mostly social? Is it about arts and culture? Is it all of the above? Can you tell me a little bit about New Lawndale?
Yeah, it's primarily a social group because a lot of the members are heavily involved in community activism or whether it's nonprofit work or living in the area and trying to contribute something positive. So it's bringing these people who already have all these talents and skills and social networks and trying to tie them into each other because they're already neighbors and they have friends but may not know each other. And so it's organizing at least a monthly event to get people together around something fun and bring the fun to them instead of having to go outside the neighborhood for some event or something interesting to do.
That's great. That's really great. Tell me about the event. What's it called, and when is it being held?
Yeah, the event is called the Evening at the Gallery. The root of the event was back when the Skyline Room that Amanda mentioned was launched, and saw the beautiful space you could see all the way down Ogden Avenue and see the Sears Tower and the city skyline, and such a beautiful space that I wanted to use it in a way that was very positive and engaging the community. So that's when the art system was born, but that was, you know, 2 years ago or so. So finally, over the course of the past few months, gathered the artists that would be featured. And so the event is a gallery event gathering local artists just from North and South Lawndale neighborhoods who are in their 20s and 30s and who have worked really hard to build up a certain level of talent and wanted to showcase their art to the community and have a, you know, and one of the problems with having a younger group and engaging them with art is, you know, I had in college, I had season tickets to cultural events at my college. And it was always hard to find that second person to go with me because I would go and sometimes I'd go alone. And part of that is even if people enjoy art, it's hard to find someone else who enjoys art with them in the way they do. So I thought if I bring the event to people, instead of people having to go to the event, and if I make it engaging with a DJ and with mocktails and with snacks and something that people can enjoy hanging out and spending time with their friends at, that's something that people would go to, and that's been the response I've got.
Okay. About how many artists are showing their art at this event?
There's 10 confirmed artists, and there will be up to 12. I'm still looking for a tagger or graffiti artist, but have sculptors and painters and photographers and mixed media, and have a pretty good variety of local talent and muralists as well. So I'm really excited about the diversity of talent here and how much hard work they put in. And I didn't mention it's on November 20th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the gallery space at 3824 West Ogden.
November 20th.
That's correct, Friday.
Okay, so you mentioned these artists and they're accumulating and whatnot. Are you the curator of the show?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm kind of wondering, too, where the artists are from. Are they from the North Lawndale community?
Yeah, I think it's just about evenly split in terms of where they currently live. And so, the muralist is from South Lawndale, from Little Village, but the mixed media painters are from North Lawndale, and the photographers are from both North and South Lawndale. So a very good representation from both sides. And because of that, there's going to be a very diverse crowd there as they invite their friends and have, expecting 150 people there. Young people in their 20s and 30s from both sides of the neighborhood. So very excited about that.
Okay. And how did you go about locating the artists for your event?
It's similar to what I do for work. You know, it's contacting one person I knew who might have a connection or a network and asking them, you know, can you provide maybe two or three other artists you know that have this this level of work or have put in put time into this art media? And, so now I'm at the third and fourth connection, going to people's friends, and that's how I found them.
Okay. Now, previous to us talking today on the radio show, I was wondering what you were interested in talking about, and you mentioned that what positive art you see happening in the neighborhood and what art you would like to see happening in the neighborhood. Would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Even as you drive down Ogden Avenue, you see some really amazing artwork on the side of buildings, and you see public works. But, I'd really like to see more of that because there are a lot of artists doing their own work and maybe not getting the kind of exposure they might need or want to expand to the level that they want to get to. And, especially in terms of certain art forms like graffiti art, you know, maybe that's a controversial topic, but it is an art media that does take talent and is very hard to work with. And so I'd like to see spaces for that to be created. So there are groups like that, like the Firehouse on Ogden and Hamlin, that emphasizes all variety of arts and is developing that, but would like to see through events like this, encourage local artists to show their work and build a fan base and to find, if not just a fan base, even some kind of funding to be able to continue their art and continue to allow people to enjoy this kind of art and event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. I often like to say that where the artists go, everything else will follow. In my experience living in several states and many more cities, that a lot of times when artists move into a community and make their presence known, a lot of other people want to move there too. And before you know it, you've got a hot neighborhood that a lot of things are
right.
Happening. So I wonder if you've considered getting involved in organizing artists in the North Lawndale neighborhood and being a part of somehow the organization aspect of that, like helping artists to find property or opening up artist live work spaces or artist residencies, gallery spaces, things like that. Have you been thinking about things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two directions to that. One is artist feedback about some kind of ongoing show with their art and would like to find a space for that or some type of ability to host that in North Lawndale. And the other is an organization in North Lawndale that does a lot of artist development for young people. That's Better Boys, BBF, or Better Boys Foundation. So they have asked me to kind of replicate this event, this young professionals event, for their youth and for the parents and for the friends of the youth. And so that would be in, late December or in January. There'll be really the exact same event, but completely different crowd to show what these young artists, these middle school and high school artists are doing at this space and how their training is going, and to encourage them to continue by showing how much the public would enjoy their work.
Okay, that sounds really good too. You know, right now, the North Lawndale community is getting itself organized through a coordinating council, and it's very, very exerted in the direction of highly organization. In the past, various organizations have tried to do this but haven't worked together, and so now they're trying to get everybody to work together. I bring this up because they formed a large number of subcommittees. One of the subcommittees is on arts and culture. Do you know anything about the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council? Have you heard about this?
Yes, I've heard of very good things about the direction and the people involved, and sounds like there's a lot of momentum, but I personally missed the launch event.
Yeah, did you know it's not too late to sign up to be involved in it in some way?
No, I didn't know that. That's great news.
Well, I want to encourage you to do it and encourage you to talk to other young people that you're working with. They even have a place for youth to be involved.
The
middle school and high school people you're talking about. So they are looking for young professionals, but they also have a committee for youth that are still in school. So I want to put that word out to you and encourage you to go forward and get involved in that. One of the things our organization, I'm with Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center. We've been in North Lawndale for 12 years. We have a gallery that acts as a stepping stone gallery that helps young people, people new to being an artist or new to exhibiting their art, to develop themselves as an artist and learn how to do things from the just generically being an artist to more specific things such as how to be accepted at a gallery or how to be represented by a gallery, how to show in other states or other countries, or there's just a variety of things that artists want to know about. And that's the basic thing that we do through our art gallery. We've been around since 1984. One of the things that we're going to suggest through the coordination that's going on in North Lawndale right now is that we have, like some other communities do, some other neighborhoods in Chicago, like a second Saturday afternoon art walk or art event time, and that art studios, artists who have art studios in North Lawndale and small art galleries and art organizations and art events try to converge and have everything on the same day during the same time frame so that people can go from one activity to another to another to another, and that people can also converge with their publicity. And I'd like to invite you to get in on that and be a part of that and help support artists in that kind of way. Sounds like you're a great supporter of the arts.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and it would be great if you wanted to join with us. So I want to thank you for your time today. I want to encourage you to check out the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council and perhaps see how you could fit into that and have your input and encourage artists you know to be involved in that so the artists aren't left out of the planning. And I also want to encourage you to check out our Facebook page or our website, urbanartretreat.com. website or Facebook / Urban Art Retreat. And maybe we can do something together. We're starting to contact artists and arts organizations in the area and would like to invite you to be a part of things. And if Amanda is listening, I want to thank her for being a part of things too. So good luck with your event. And we did put your information on our Facebook. And if you have, I'd like to encourage you to put artwork that you're going to be showing on your website, on your Facebook page. And if you have any artwork, email it to me. I'll put it on our Facebook page. And people love to see the art. They're like, well, what's going to be there? What kind of art's going to be there? So I'd be glad to put an image or two on our Facebook page to help publicize what you're doing. So, Noah, good luck with everything. Thank you for calling
in
today. I really appreciate talking with you. And I hope now that I know how to contact you that we'll do something together. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, and good goodbye for now. But great, great to talk with you, and good luck with your event. So long for now.
Thank you. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. So we've been speaking with one of the young professionals here in North Lawndale. It was good to hear more about what's going on and really trying to encourage the young artists in North Lawndale and learning more about a new space that Lawndale Christian has got going. And here we go. We're going to go to commercial. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North Lawndale project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North Lawndale. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the day and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We work each Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. Join us weekends through November 2015.